Hello, my name is Carla, and I welcome you on behalf of Seeking Our Inner Being team. Today we are happy to receive Sharmila.
Hello.
Dear Sharmila, thank you for having accepted our invitation. And we're very happy to receive you today.
Thank you.
We'll start with, are you in contact with your inner being or psychic being? And if so, how does it manifest for you?
Okay. First, as a senior member, let me congratulate this team for having taken a theme like this at this time. So that is, I'm grateful for that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And yes, your question. Okay. I do have the contact. Actually, my coming to Sri Aurobindo is by an inner call.
Can you tell me more about this inner call? How did it arise? What circumstances?
Very shortly, I have to tell, because okay. For my age and experience, it will be big book. But when I was, after finishing my education, then I was in crossroads. My inner quest, something tells me your path is somewhere, something else. But our family background and all, you know, after a lady, after some time, they take a match and get us married.
Uh-huh.
So that was the thing. At that time, I just was sent to my would-be mother-in-law's house for getting some training, because I was city bred, so they are all from the village.
Uh-huh.
So when I went there, quite unexpectedly, there was a big temple there, Shaiva temple, and in that temple, when I go with my cousin, I had the experience of peace, and so much that I felt I'm different. And then I was employed in a way for some time in an office there, government office. So there was a sadhak who was coming to ashram. So he introduced Sri Aurobindo. He brought, when he went to ashram and coming back time, he brought a small book, Words of Sri Aurobindo.
Uh-huh.
So that when I took that book, it was like an electric shock, you know, that I received something. And some other things. It continued for some time, but this is what I can say now. Yes.
And this sense when you took the book, this was before you read the words, this shock?
When the book I'm touching, the book with Sri Aurobindo's photo with that beard and a small booklet, actually,
yeah,
it's
yes.
Not book, booklet. Then it's a master's touch, you know, after that experience.
Okay,
so,
wow.
But, you know, unless there is also a purification side by side, what happens, that is what the belief also, that without much inner purification or our other beings not ready, if you suddenly get an experience, either by your pulling or by something coming by itself, then it becomes difficult for the thing to seep in and then it get assimilate and all that. When the external difficulties will be more.
Yeah.
But I pass it through all the difficulties.
Good.
So.
So, this call settled in you. And how did you follow it? Like, where was the next step?
Because it's long back. I was 24 years. I don't look like this, but 24 years. So, at that time, the only person who was with me was my father. When I said, you know, you go somewhere and then you come almost like half mad. You say, I have seen God. Who will say? I mean, all sorts of things, and especially in our families. So, my mother was upset and all that. But then my father was always with me, and as you are always asking how the psychic being, once it holds you, It won't leave you.
Yeah.
So, even by miracle, I got an appointment in Chennai itself.
Mm.
So, after coming back from that experience, so almost 1 year, 1.5 years, I was reading Vivekananda, Swami Sivananda books, going to the office and coming. My father told me he will take me to Sherbindo's ashram in February, like that. I didn't know Sherbindo's ashram, which is so near to Chennai. Only after going to a remote place in Andhra Pradesh, I could come to Chennai.
So before you hadn't heard that he was down in Pondicherry?
No.
Okay.
No, we don't know. Where is Pondicherry also, I don't know.
Okay.
So that is how it happened. In between, the so many things. I have to write a book. So in how the Lord was taking care like a parent, made me to, you know, and all those things were so nice, as if I am a soldier. Determination, you know. Like Savitri says, fate shall be changed by an unchanging will. Like that it was.
Yeah.
So all that subsided only after I came to Mother's Darshan. Yes.
Would you like to share more about that phase, that stage?
I didn't know about Mother at all. This is only the background. And then, as it happens when you do yoga, my dad accidentally died. I mean, I never expected that he will die. But he died. So I became all alone, and that thing also I had to pass through. So, but I wrote to ashram. I myself wrote, I want to come to ashram. Please guide me. So Madhav Pandit has replied, he has sent a letter that 21st February, Darshan, Mother's Darshan, you can come. So, my brother brought me with both of us. We came by train, and as soon I got down from train, I remember I brought, without my mother seeing, one white sari, and when, because she will get upset. So I got down in the station, I went to the washroom, I changed into a white sari, and I went with my brother to the ashram. So after seeing the samadhi, Sri Aurobindo's samadhi, that incense and all, I know that it was his call. No need to say that it is he. And then I had Mother's Darshan. Yes. Balcony Darshan.
And in this timeline of unfolding, for your inner sense of this inner being or psychic being, how did that evolve for you through this time?
Or when? How did?
How did the contact or the sense of the inner being or the psychic being come to sense for you? How did you? When did you start to feel that? How did that evolve?
See, when Mother saw me, so rather I say like that, because Mother has seen me. After I go back, I had a experience where Mother was young, and somebody like you, and then I was also, we were there. She was sitting along with me, and both of us were discussing about the unity. And she was telling, you see, electric current. You know, the current is coming from somewhere, and then there is a, and then when it goes into the bulb, you have to put the switch on. Yeah, you have to put the switch on, and then the bulb, like that she was. 2-3 examples she gave, now I don't remember much, but this I remember. And then, as she was speaking, suddenly she goes up. Up like that, not and I have to see her like that, not like this. She goes there, and then she spreads her hands like this. And there was a mercury ball, you know, mercury balls. Then she says, at that level, it is like this. And then when she did like that, there became so many balls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, That time I didn't understood much, but then I understood that she wanted to tell me something about the unity of the Srishti, creation.
So. Beautiful. Yeah. I really like that. That image of the mercury breaking
yes,
into
it will
little
go
pieces,
to you, my dear.
And they're all like little globes of Mm-hmm. So, coming more recently or since that time, are there specific practices or is there a routine that you have to keep in touch or to develop or to keep the alignment with the inner being? What?
Yes. Yes, because of so many things, the surroundings and the society we stay and all, I have to do some practices and for some time. See, for some people it is natural, like for them the path is straight, but for me I had to make some effort. And from then I used to come to ashram on darshan days. So when the next darshan day when I came, I used to stammer little. At that time I thought, okay mother, it is good if I have a mentor, I mean somebody who knows in ashram whom I can see. Then one lady was sitting there in white dress and all. She is a teacher, center of education. I think she knows Kirit Bhai at that time. And I asked her, can you be of some help to me? She agreed. And then I said, I stammer, no, I told her. Then she told me, when you go to Samadhi, you think it is Sri Aurobindo, it is at that time Sri Aurobindo Samadhi only. So he is there. And then you have to tell him. Just as you told me, you have to tell him. So I did that. Then that is called remember and offer. As many times as possible, you remember what you are doing. Be aware. Then you offer it. Don't keep it with you. You offer it. Just let it go. So that was like that. As I said, the thing caught me and then directed me. So when I went to Sri Aurobindo, when I offered my stammering thing and that this one, it changed. So many people used to tell me, you speak nicely, because it comes. So it's like that.
Good. I mean, we've already covered some wonderfully significant moments that have happened in your quest, your seeking. Was there any more that come to mind that you wish to share? Any other really key moments on your path?
Sorry? On the path?
Yeah, any other significant moments or key moments? You've already given us some.
Yes, there will be. The more you want to be sincere or you are very much in thirst to leap and to achieve something in leap and bounds, you are going to get hit. Because it is not like that. So what happens? You have to be cautious. And especially when the inner wants to do something, even in Auroville, when you want to work, exactly the opposite force used to come in front of me. Exactly the opposite. You want to avoid somebody, that person will come by motorcycle, say something. So like that, then what you have to do? So it's so every minute is a challenge, but the theme should be self-development. If I involve, I want to change you or I want to do, then I get lot of bangings. But if I try like that, it's like cleaning a house long, not in use for long time. When you open, naturally, jet dust will be there, this and so those things will come. We have to go on doing it.
So this idea of focusing inside, accepting the challenges and facing and Not looking outside and to fix, but inside.
We have to take care as individually not to fall a prey or go for temptations. Especially, you know, this is in inconscience, no? And matter, instead of, you know, the here matter has to be conquered by the spirit fully. So in there, that is why here the temptations will be more. The path of later on, okay, I will see later. Let me see this. It will come. Yeah. So that things come plenty. But then the help is also there.
And so since we've kind of touched on this, but maybe you would like to share some of your personal traps or falters or difficulties. Has anything specifically for you that comes to mind that you would share for the others listening to get some sense of what they could look out for?
See, that is, you should go back to 1969, when Orwell, you don't see all these things, it's only red earth and etc. Only Frederick's place in certitude was the buildings there were there, otherwise all Keith roofs and things like that. So, and from the background of my, my type, it is a bit, a century's difference, no? So the two coming to a village where there is no water, there was no toilet where I went into. Of course, they gave me a very nice room in Pondicherry, but I didn't stay there. I kept the room for some time till they demanded back the key, but I stayed in Orville from after 1 week after I came. So the temptations means, see, for, as I said, my family was upset why I have to do. So, and that time, Mother's grace also followed. At that time, Sar was in, he is in an administrative position. He was the joint secretary of Sri Aurobindo Society, Chennai. In those days, where very few centers are there, no? So he helped me a lot to come, and he introduced me to that committee, administrative committee, and the things. So even in the village, if I am a single, it's very difficult for us. In 69, that type of acceptance is not there. That people were different, and but at the same time, our ashram sisters, everybody helped me, because I know I was young, and they all want to see that I am nicely protected. They used to tell me, you call mother, because near my hut there used to be a cremation ground also. And full of tamarinds. In our Indian thing, tamarinds means we think always some ghosts will be in the tamarind. Don't go to tamarind at night time like that. So like that I stayed. So the administrators helped me. They asked him, she's from your community, she's alone, you take care of her. So he was, and my food habits and his food habits were, more or less same. And actually, his parent, his father, I know him. Whenever there is some functions in Chennai society, I used to participate. Like that, I know their family.
Okay.
So it was, help was there, difficulty was there.
Yeah.
But because mother is there, the difficulties were not considered as difficult. And ashram people used to visit us regularly, not only me, those small little communities. Purna Prema, you might have heard Purna Prema, mother's granddaughter. And it was, she was with Rosher for some time. And so she used to come almost twice or thrice every afternoon. And she used to ask us, and then it used to report to the mother. That was the greatest grace, that we could have direct contact with mother.
But there must have also been such an inner certainty, no, to keep you through those challenging times. Like you had the support of other things and people, but what was inside you at that time? What was the contact or the feeling from deeper within?
I had a faith that everything will become all right. And more than that, when I came to ashram and that lady gave me some room to stay, that was the room stayed by Sri Aurobindo. Mm-hmm. They told the same. So, and I had a feeling I know that place before. You know, and even when I went to mother, when mother first saw me, such a big recognition. When she was telling like that, it is a psychic experience it is a psychic journey.
Yeah,
no, right. Our journey is like it knows.
Yeah.
It knows and she knows physically also. So that that mother was using all her occult forces when Aurobindo first started. Mm. All things she has spent on this place. She has layers and layers of these chakras.
Mm.
She embedded here, and Aurobindo will surely come. It is we have experienced it. You know, when you say difficulties, now difficulties are because some collective karma, world karma. You are all accepting.
So, underneath and
so
improve.
That is another matter.
Yeah.
But if you keep your inner faith, you are saved.
And so, just to close up. Shyamala, is there anything else that you, any gaps, anything else that you feel you'd like to express today?
I only wanted to say the young people now who are in Aurobindo, I am very happy with them because when I came here, whatever Aurobindo used to be, even after 55 years, that atmosphere is maintained, including the quarrels and including the get-togethers, everything. So it is some perennial, this ocean we are all swimming, but it will come. No need to say anything with mind, but be happy. Just simply be happy. Whatever happens, I guess. So, my best wishes to all the community members.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this testimonial. If you would like to take part in this project on the inner being, or if you have any questions or comments for our team or participants, please feel free to contact us using the email at the bottom of this webpage.
This is Aurobindo Radio, Voices from the City of Dome.